I have no idea what number this is. I've completely lost track. I think it's 46.
I'd say maybe 46, maybe 47.
No,
47?
No, okay, it is 46.
In a row?
Because, like, Ben last time said 47 or something, and he was, like, way off. It was last one was 45. This one's 46.
Okay.
Welcome to Podcast 46, everyone.
Yeah!
Yay!
I'm Ben. Ah, see, we caught on to that. Good.
Ben, you're, like, really far away from the rest of the podcast, I feel.
Fuck all of you. No, I'm kidding.
Alrighty,
he
then.
Hates us all.
I'll move in.
He needs something to put his elbow on.
No, he just hates us.
I'll just pop a boner.
Like, all of a sudden, it's like we're looking at him. He's like behind the TV, almost in the living room.
At a 90-degree angle, so I can rest my elbow on it. Alright.
That'd be one hell of a boner. That would hurt to rest your elbow on your boner.
Well, if your boner bent at a 90-degree angle, and you could just kind of rest your elbow on it.
Or you can just, you know, move it over a little bit.
Shift it over
like
a
angle,
little bit.
Like an angled boner?
I wouldn't know that pain.
No, you wouldn't. It's kind of like when you have to pee with a boner, and you just, you can't, you gotta, like, handstand the...
No, you just lay across the toilet.
Boner.
Superman the toilet.
Boner? I really know her.
Shut the fuck up.
I still use that joke all the time.
I'm so done with that joke.
Me too, and yet I still use it anyway.
Putting my phone on silent.
It's like the original dad joke.
The original dad joke.
I don't know if my dad's ever made that joke.
What's Jesus the original Christ. Dad joke?
Apparently it's the boner one. I hardly even know her.
Really?
That's what Ben said. I don't believe him.
Your dad's
never said that to you?
No. No.
Hi, Dad.
The joke is that he was talking about your mom.
Oh!
That can be really insulting if you think about it.
My parents are divorced.
There's something wrong there.
So, Nikki, I need your help with sewing.
I can't sew to save my life.
But
your
mother can.
Oh, well.
I tried sewing and it became a disaster.
I want to learn how to sew.
Because I need
to
sew.
My mother will teach you.
I feel like I should be more feminine. I'm just kidding.
I need to sew fasteners to the bottom of my Spider-Man suit. But
snaps.
I have to, like, do it while wearing it.
Yeah. No, she can do that.
Can she do it tomorrow?
Sure.
Jeez.
I know. I waited till the last possible minute.
Oh,
I mean,
oh right.
You
still, you got to wear that shit.
I'm wearing it this weekend, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, but I did an awesome job cutting the... I got water shoes.
Yeah.
I did an awesome job cutting off the top. And
okay. The I can send her a text and see...
Yeah, see if she's available sometime tomorrow.
Joey cut
pretty
out
much
the
available
souls.
All of tomorrow.
Okay, do you want to do the morning, maybe?
Probably the afternoon, in case I get called into work. Unless the morning's easier for her.
Guys, great podcast topic.
Yeah.
I know, it's fantastic. Planning out my tomorrow. You're right, we can figure this out after.
So, did y'all hear about the evil stick?
No.
Yes!
What's this evil stick?
You shared that, didn't you? And
yeah,
I looked at it.
Most likely.
Fucking retarded.
So, there was an item for sale at a $1 store. It was $1.00 store.
Okay.
And,
in Tampa, Florida. No, I'm kidding.
Was it? No.
No.
Okay.
This is a real event. This is not a video game event. This is
no,
a,
this yeah, is a real event.
Okay.
Surprising from Austin.
I know, it's weird. It's strange. It's unexpected.
There was a little fairy-looking wand. It was pink, and it said, evil wand as a label.
Oh, I saw that.
And like the ad showed, like, oh, when you press it, it shows a picture of a fairy and will have delightful sounds. But it's just evil stick on it. Okay.
Okay.
It doesn't say recommended for ages, whatever. But a mom bought it for her daughter without even, like, considering it or looking at it before.
The fact that it said evil stick on it.
Yeah. So it was an evil stick with one of those little. It had like a silver reflective thing on it.
Okay.
And I don't know if you could hear my whooshing hand.
Oh.
Okay. Anyways.
It doesn't matter.
So you press a button on the side of the handle, and there's a light inside of the wand, and that reflective thing is the one-way see-through plastic.
Okay.
You know? And it shows an image that's doctored of a little girl. She has evil eyes, and she's slitting her wrist, going,
oh,
and it goes,
Jesus.
Like that.
That's awesome.
What the fuck?
And a mom was really upset because she's like, I bought this for my daughter as a toy. It's like,
what's an evil stick?
Yeah.
Like, damn.
You can't get mad at that.
Yeah. And I mean, that can be a good gag gift for, like, someone 14 years old, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, your daughter's 5 and you buy something called an evil stick and you don't look at it first.
Clearly fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, speaking of retards.
Oh, my
here
professors
we go. Here we go. At USF! Everybody's already seen my statuses. They know exactly how angry I am.
Oh, God. I haven't seen it. What's going on?
Your mic is going crazy right
good.
Now.
Good. Yeah, all three of the mics
you
are going
crazy.
You got
picked up on everybody.
I don't even know where to start with my frustration over the last week of dealing with idiots. But I'm going to start with this one.
That's my life.
Yeah, I know. Mine too.
But my idiots are 6 through 7.
Unfortunately, mine are like legal professionals of teaching.
Just listen, this is funny. He told me about it.
So, we've talked before about my design class. It's supposed to teach you how to like make good design for people to use. And we said how it hasn't been updated since 2007. And, you know, that was like before the iPhone came out. And so that's like a really long time ago. Shit has changed. And
I saw this.
Is this the Word documents one?
Different teacher. Different teacher. There are two morons that I'm being taught by. And so there's something called like design heuristics or something. And I was looking up a design heuristics table because I didn't feel like going through his slideshows to find the table I needed for my assignment. Whatever, you know, I figured I could find something close enough that I could copy and paste it to a Word document and fill it out appropriately.
Yeah.
Simple stuff. Well, it turned out that the first result was exactly what was posted in the assignment, copied and pasted, word for word. Bad enough as is, but whatever, you know, if it's like a standard thing.
Plagiarism
cool.
by a professor?
Yeah. But you know what? That's fine if it's like a standard thing, you know, there's not like any other way you can say it. That's cool. But here's the problem. Do you want to know when that was posted? That post that he copied and pasted? The original post? Just your wildest guess. If you two know the answer, don't
say it. I was about to say, me and Austin know the answer.
No, it's before 2007. That was when I thought the class was last up.
I guess 2002.
Go ahead, just wildest guess.
2000?
Yeah, keep going.
Keep going? Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. I wish I was kidding.
Age of Dinosaurs.
Okay, don't think Age of Dinosaurs.
Age of the Computer Dinosaur.
Okay.
You have got to be kidding me.
Keep going.
99?
Nah, keep going. Come on. You went one lower. What is this?
96?
Almost there.
95?
Yes. January 1st, 1995. Fuck? My teacher copied and pasted something from January 1st, 1995. That's what my assignment today was based on.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
I was 3 years old.
Design characteristics from when I was 4 months old.
Oh my god.
And it's like, that's wow, ridiculous. No wonder this class is outdated. And I use Austin as a critique for the original design and how shitty it was because I had to follow that 1995 rubric. And now I made my site, like, way, way, way better, and it's awesome, and it has material design, and it's, like, one step instead of three steps. It's fucking brilliant.
That's ridiculous. So,
but you're going to get points off because you didn't...
Oh, I will, and it's beautiful. Like, go to it. It's hci.joeyparis.me. And listeners, you can go, too, and if it's still up by the time you listen to this, I might take it down after this class ends.
That's ridiculous.
So, I saw that Kat posted on your thing, so I messaged her. I'm like, I see that you messaged him, and... She's like, I see you through the window, and I was like, wait, what?
I see you through the window.
Yeah, we played Halo last night, but you weren't there.
I was there.
Yeah,
you were there
Nikki's.
For a little bit.
I wasn't there.
There were a lot of people we were playing with. It was fun.
I was there, but not there.
You weren't
playing,
but you were in the chat a little bit.
The thing with that is, at Nikki's house, she has a 14-year-old sister who plays 360 a lot, and they bought those Nyko rechargeable battery things
that last like 12 minutes.
Yeah, and they hold on.
I had Nikki. Good experiences with it.
Well. The charging towers, half of them crapped out, so it's like maybe one that I don't know exists, and I think it's somewhere in one of Julian's rooms. So, like, every now and again, I'll hear Nikki's door open, like her sister goes and grabs one of their chargeable packs, and the 360 batteries are AFK.
That's funny.
So
she's just a fucking bitch.
Whoa, calling bits of the podcast, getting serious.
So when I saw
I went to therapy today, I can say that.
So
I said it to my therapist too.
Oh, so it's finding my location.
Yeah, it just allowed it. It doesn't actually do anything with your location. But talk about legit for like a school assignment that doesn't have anything to do with programming.
Pick me up. A Mobi cab is on its way.
See, yeah, look at that shit. It's got the map, that's where you're at right now.
Yeah.
You got the menu button, all that nice fancy
Material design.
Yeah, material design. That's what I was looking for. Like, go to the submit a form or feedback, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, see how the little blue box appears? Shit's great.
Yeah, no, that looks nice.
Yeah, and I guarantee you I'm going to get points off. So next week, when I get my grade back, we'll get into another rant about that.
This actually kind of looks like a Squarespace automatically rendered one.
No, I made it hand code with a framework today.
I saw that. That's what I'm saying. It looks really, really nice.
I did it all today. Like, I started at, like, 3 o'clock.
It's quite hella.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so I've been very angry at all my teachers lately.
I don't blame you.
But work's been great.
See, I've been the exact opposite. I've been focusing on, like, positive energy and not being a dick to everyone.
Are you
going to,
like, start, like, meditating?
Are you having a heart attack?
I think I did.
Do you have heart problems?
I runs in the family.
Do you have cancer?
But for yes. what
is that why you're being nice?
It was his ankle.
Ben's nervousness was getting annoying, so maybe this is a nice turned over leaf of yoga.
Maybe you not just passed it off to me.
I'm flexible. Just
like, all right, let's take bets on how long it takes Ben to start doing yoga.
No, I wanted to start doing acro.
I called it.
I wanted to start doing acro.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. Friend. I did acro once. That shit was like cool.
Yeah, but I like the part where I just lay on my back and have a hot chick who's really flexible on top of me doing weird things. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that is much more appealing.
I think but most it was fun guys are okay with that.
Yeah. See, it's yoga.
It's called sex.
Yeah, yoga.
Acro yoga.
Yoga.
Acro yoga.
And it's called sex.
All right. Yoga.
No, when you screamed,
I it turns into it.
Well, it turns into sex, so it's pretty much sex.
When you screamed, I saw a solid blue bar across all the mics.
Yeah, you'll see lots of those today because I'm like really on edge this week because of the amount of stupidity I've been dealing
I'm
with.
I'm on edge too. I found out I have TMJ from clenching my teeth.
Oh.
What's TMJ?
At work.
It's a jaw problem. What's it stand for?
It's when you grind your teeth.
I do that.
I don't remember what it's actually
called. I used to do that,
called,
but now I'm stress-free and I meditate and I'm
always stressed out. That's my secret. I hate everyone. I'm always angry.
I'm always angry.
I don't hate anyone.
I have to punch her in the temple to knock her out and go to sleep.
Wow. Yeah.
And then try to switch sides in the bed and she's like, no.
No, it's more like,
she's completely unconscious. The house could be burning and she wouldn't wake up. But as soon as you go to the other side of the bed, that's when she gets real. You guys are going to get married and die and like... She's going to die first, and then you're going to try to put the coffin on the left, and she's going to wake up and, like, say, nope, you moved your ass over there, and then...
I'm going to rise from the grave, just, no.
You're on the wrong side.
So, I was playing some Halo 2 today on the multiplayer, which, by the way, the story graphics look nothing like the multiplayer graphics. Like, the story campaign in the game when you're controlling it...
Mm-hmm.
Look, all right. You know, it looks like a Halo anniversary, you know?
Yeah, right.
It's not amazing. But the cinematics were like, holy shit. But the, like, when you go in Forge mode or multiplayer, that shit is, like, better than Halo 4 kind of thing.
Really? Awesome.
And Forge mode has some really new cool features. For example, scripting.
Like I triggers. Heard about the scripting. I am so excited.
So you can put a trigger, much like a Tumblr person, and when you walk over an area, it could actually turn on or off a shield wall for you.
Oh, it's my
fuck
trigger.
Yes. I wanted that so bad.
And there's
Reach.
Toggles, there's timers, you know, there's
I can't wait.
That's and what was the other thing? I know I wrote it down in here. I typed it in all caps.
I need an Xbox one.
Right here. Gun Goose. It's a mongoose with SMGs on the front.
I heard about
that. You control like a ghost. Yeah. It's really fucking cool.
I want it.
It's
I want
really
one in
cool.
real life though,
and
the you secret to the secret to having a stress free like peaceful life is shoot everyone.
Okay, all right.
That's
the master has spoken.
That's why I own three guns.
Eliminate the cause of your stress by shooting it in the face.
That sounds.
I don't think that would help with my car.
Disclaimer: don't do that.
That sounds like
that's a joke.
A one way ticket to jail.
Yeah. All of a sudden we're
so
on an FBI watch list and. Now we're on the no-fly list.
Now we're on the GTA list.
Now we're on the GTA list.
Yeah, GTA. I don't know if y'all play GTA Online.
Yes,
a little bit.
So after like they updated it not too long ago to where if you start doing shitty things like blowing up people's cars, you start to get like bad reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And on the mini map and on the map, your little icon
gets bigger.
It not only gets bigger, but it gets redder.
Okay.
And, like, you get rewards for killing that person.
Yeah, and you also, if you have more than $10,000 in cash, it does that, too.
Really?
And so you have to go deposit it into your bank account so that your dot goes down.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, no.
Yeah, but if you have it, like, so if you, like, go and rob a convenience store and now you have the cash on hand, that's when you have that big red dot,
see,
too.
See, what I would do is I'd rob a convenience store and then immediately put it in the ATM.
Yeah, same here.
Like, in the convenience store. Like,
yeah,
don't even leave the
convenience
store.
Same one that you rob.
Well, like, I just go on my phone, because you have the phone app on there, and I'm just, like in the game. I pull up the phone, tap, and, like, I know the button sequence exactly. It's, like, up D-pad A, and then all this, and it's, like, right there.
Oh, you can deposit from your phone?
No, like, in the game.
But, I know, but yeah. I mean, you can deposit from your phone?
Yeah, if you go on your phone, go to the internet, there's the bank. It's, like, the first link down, or something.
That's
like
so
that.
Weird, like, depositing cash through your phone.
Yeah. Yep,
just put it in there.
Yeah, just eat.
Here, I'm taking pictures of the cash. You know, like you take pictures of checks.
Trust me, it's real. And you actually just photocopy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that'd be great.
That would be great.
Take a picture of a stack of 100s. Yep, they're all 100s. There's just one 100 on top and a bunch of 1s.
We're like, there's like maybe three 100s in there.
If I had to fake make a dollar bill, like make fake 20s or something, I'd make fake 10s. Because no one ever checks the 10s. Everyone always like checks, you know, the light to see if the 20s are real or the 50s, 100s. No one checks 10s or 5s.
Yeah. It's true.
I remember there was a kid when I was in middle school. I
could pay for my entire fast food addiction with that.
It actually got me really...
That sounds great. I'm on board with that one.
All right, look at us, counterfeit bills. This is the criminal podcast.
Yes, look at all the illegal things we do.
When I was a kid,
four marijuana in the closet.
Like when I went to school throughout mafia. My entire school history, I've always ordered pizza, like the third party pizza.
School pizza sucks. Yeah. Crackers with ketchup.
Yeah,
ew. Crackers, so, ketchup, and like cardboard cheese.
I remember getting some pizza and I didn't have any money, and I was like, well, shit, my parents didn't give me money this week. So I had a dollar bill that I found in my room that my brother burnt in half. So I asked the lady, I'm like, will you accept this? And she took it, walked to the back. I guess there's like an official in the cafeteria or something. She came back and she's like, yeah, this is about worth maybe 20 cents. I'm like, what the fuck? Do you know this?
That's not how that works.
It's a dollar fucking bill, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, you could see the serial number and everything. But that reminded me because it got me really upset because there was a kid who did that. Where he ripped dollar bills in half and went to different stations at lunch every other day. And like he's like, hey, will you accept this? And like, yeah, we'll accept that as a dollar bill. But really, he had both halves.
So he
doubled
his money.
Yeah. Like I think awesome. He used fives maybe.
What a dick. Because
awesome. Like the serial number's on both sides.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's like, hey, will you accept this? And then, you know, then they started looking at him like, hey, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Did he get caught or?
He got caught. It was on the news. Like, oh, by the way, this happened.
Oh, okay.
You know, back then, little things were a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays.
Yeah, right around the time that my teacher was writing his lesson plan. So fucking angry about that.
Yeah. I'd be angry, too. I'd be
like,
furious.
Wait, what's going to happen is because, like, the reason I like went all out on this assignment I did on that site is because he had this like rule. It says every action you do has to have a minimum of 3 steps, which is like the worst thing you could do in design. If you can do it in 1 step, why the hell would you do it in 3 steps?
Yeah, that's like an engineering no-no.
Right. Especially
like
for design.
Essay writing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now it's all 1 step. So I know I'm going to get points off for making it 1 step, despite the fact that was the review that Austin wrote for my site.
Yeah.
Not that he actually looked at it.
He wrote it, but...
I wrote it as Austin. And...
Did you use my quote?
Yes, I did, actually. Nice.
What was your
quote directly?
I was actually... I actually came up with this quote when I was talking to my dad for the reason why I carry my magazine of bullets in my gun when I conceal carry.
Bitches ain't shit.
Because my dad... Because some people think that you should have a separate holster for your magazine and put it in, and then like have your gun, and then have your gun on safety and the hammer all the way back. My gun, you can have the hammer back and on safety to where it won't fire.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, all I have to do is just pull the gun up, turn off safety, and fire, and it shoots. In my opinion, that's pulling the safety off is just 1 step, okay? Going to say, hey, wait, let me take the magazine out, put it in, pull it back, make one round chamber. That's a whole bunch of steps. No matter what, that 1 step is shorter than 3 steps. It might just be a few seconds shorter, but it's still shorter, you know?
Right, that's kind of the same design that I applied
that's
to my
like
website.
That's like life or death shorter. Like,
yeah, exactly. It's not as important in the website, but it's the same basic principle.
No, man, you could need a cab like right then and there.
Right, and that extra second you die because Austin was using his gun, but in the way his dad told him, and that extra second was the difference between life and death.
It was the difference between jumping in a Moby cab or getting shot in the face by Austin.
Right.
In an Aiden Pierce cosplay.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's how I feel about essays. They're like, you need... The only way you can convey your point is with 250 words. I'm like...
No, because if I can convey my point in 75, I got my shit done.
Yeah. It's like, fuck you.
Here's my abortion... Or here's my essay on abortion. If abortion is murder, then blowjobs are cannibalism.
End of argument. All right, good.
Well,
good.
Is killing a dog murder? Like a police dog?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
you can go
well,
to jail for that.
Then,
well, killing any animal is still killing an animal.
Is that
there's
murder?
Still laws against it. But
is that considered murder?
I don't think it's considered murder.
No, I think murder,
murder
has to be a human
dogs,
killing a human.
Yes, it is murder.
If it's a police dog, it's murder?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you will go, like you will get the same
you
go
to
big
punishment go to prison.
As killing a cop.
You will go to prison and the dog will actually get a funeral.
Yeah.
Like
the firing
coffin
the rifle.
And everything.
Yeah, have you seen the dog funerals? They're actually kind of cool.
Well, see, I feel worse about killing a dog than I would an actual human
absolutely.
Being.
Absolutely, 100%. No doubt in my
that's
mind.
Because that's because animals aren't inherently evil. Like, human beings are fucking evil. They're awful.
I don't think evil, but self-centered.
I am not evil. I am calm. I am one with the world.
Ben, right, Ben's are you taking a lot of drugs?
I wish.
Why are you taking my
But I've cut back a lot.
Austin is so good at like the tiny little details. It's great.
Oh, so I forgot my screwdriver, by the way.
That's okay. Your sonic screwdriver?
Basically.
I can't talk anymore.
Yeah, yeah. God, I've been fucking up talking
Ben's
all day.
So chilled out, I can't even talk.
So when you were in elementary school 50 years ago, do you remember? Old joke.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
there goes his calmness.
Somehow I can fit this back to my teacher. I know it.
So
when I was learning my alphabet and your teacher was doing his lesson plan.
No, the sad part is that's a true statement.
Actually yeah. Is. So, but really, you remember those mechanical pencils?
Yes.
That had stacked mechanical pencils on top of it, like yes. Candy caps. And if you lost one, they were fucked.
Yeah.
You know? Well, imagine that, and you put that utility into a screwdriver.
Oh.
You make an aluminum case, and then you have little different bits that fit into each other, to where it's like, oh, I need one size up. Pop, it's the bigger size. So I carry 6
bits. Only dicks work that way. I need a bigger pop. It's a bigger size.
This girl's too tiny. Wait.
Well, no, I've never run into that problem. I have the tiniest of peckers.
All right.
You're like the opposite of Adam Sandler in that Funny People. He was always saying that people have huge penises.
Not this guy.
Like, he was like, oh yeah, you and your huge penis. And I'm like, people never say that.
Two and a half inches. Stiff. Just kidding, that's a lie.
I was gonna say, well, that's like a micro penis. Depressing.
Yeah, I was like,
I think my thumb's bigger than that.
You're gonna make a girl very sad one day.
She's just gonna be like, oh, never mind.
Oh, I'm going. That was underwhelming. I'm gonna go now.
Yeah. You have like a strap on?
Wow, that would be like the most insulting thing ever, a girl asking you to put a strap on.
I'm more used to it. It's more comfortable.
At that point, I'd probably just like judo chop her in the throat.
And then say, kicked okay. The Jedicon.
What?
Would you kick the girl at Jedicon?
That was terrible.
Did she insult
your
penis?
I'm so sorry, person.
What did she call herself?
Star.
Yeah, that was a fake name.
Yeah,
Star.
I'd imagine.
Yeah. Unless her parents were like hippies or strippers.
Yeah.
I knew a girl named Sky, so.
But that's kind of normal. I knew a girl named Sky, too, but that's
well, maybe
more
I knew a guy
normal.
Named Skylar.
Maybe
no, it wasn't short for
like,
Skylar. It was just Sky.
Maybe they were like, Sky's too mainstream. We're going to name our daughter Star.
Something astrological.
Like Luna.
Hey, I want to name my kid Fenner, so.
I don't think we've been on this over this on the podcast.
I think
maybe
we have.
Did, yeah.
I'm pretty sure
I want to name my kid Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle?
Hornswoggle.
Why is that?
I'm just fucking with you. I would never name my kid that.
Hornswoggle. Alright, good. Hornswoggle, get your ass in here. Like, you'd be in a very abusive.
But it'd be
diet.
Like a midget. Like, if I had a midget child, I would name him Hornswoggle.
How would you know?
I don't know. You kind of know those things when like, they're born, right?
No,
seriously.
No,
you don't know for a while.
Seriously, actually.
You don't know until they stop growing at 2'5".
Yeah, exactly.
And then you change his name.
Yes.
Alright, Robert, you're going to be known as Hornswoggle.
From here on out.
That is your midget name. As a midget, you get a special name.
Oh, God.
You must now wear this green hat and dye your beard orange.
But Dad, I'm only 5.
Shut the fuck up.
Wear the beard.
Oh, so I got my Dollar Shave Club razors in today.
Oh, yeah? Damn. You like them?
Yeah, I usually shave with older Gillette razors, you know, that I already bought a long time ago.
Yeah.
They're rusted and...
Well, not just rusty, but, you know, I just used them so they're not as sharp. All right, Nikki, you're in my mouth.
She's in his mouth.
But yeah, I shaved down here and it's already starting to grow back because I have really fast growing.
You shaved hair. Your neck.
Like, yeah. He
shaved his neck.
Because when you say I shaved down here,
everybody's just imagining.
So I shaved my dick.
Oh,
great.
That sounds weird, like you're shucking like a...
Shucking corn?
Yeah. Oh, that's an awful
no.
I shaved the foreskin off my dick. Man, those Dollar Shave Club razors are really sharp.
Man, they're great. Wait, no. Is that what I'm supposed to use them for?
Nope.
No, but my neck was really, really soft.
Yeah.
And it felt really nice, but now it's starting to grow back, so it's not that awesome.
Yeah.
But I shaved it earlier today, which makes me really sad because I realize how fast my beard grows now.
Yeah.
Welcome to it's life. Okay. Welcome to being a man.
Well, like, I know how fast it grows, but I've never shaved it one day and, like, felt it and, like, whoa, it's longer.
Yeah. I'm going to the barber tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, to get it cleaned up a little bit.
I'm not. Not until the end of the month.
And to get a haircut, too. Well, you're growing it out way longer than I am. Like, I don't want to grow it out that far.
I'm growing it out all November, and then I'm shaving.
Okay. You're gross.
I'm probably going to grow it out just a little bit more, and then...
I want to grow mine back to where it was, so give me, like, 2 weeks.
I don't know how long I've... Because I started, like, the week before ShadowCon.
Oh, you haven't shaved since ShadowCon?
Since, yeah, about the week before. So.
I have a lot of patches.
I do have a lot of patches, yeah.
That can also be a stress thing. Are you a very stressed person?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Remember how me and Nikki were having like a non-podcast appropriate conversation 10 minutes ago?
So, fun story. I went to the dealership that I worked at a while ago that I left. And pretty much everyone that I used to know is gone. Except for a couple people in Express. Now that like they either quit or left or...
They were abducted by aliens.
Or they died. Well, there was one guy we were actually concerned that he may have died, but then we found out he didn't, so it's all good.
And then we were very underwhelmed.
Yeah.
Worst Facebook status update ever.
Moral of the story is, you know how we thought that my speaker was blown out?
Yeah.
It's the head unit.
Yeah.
Wow. I told you, yeah. Yeah. My car with less than 30,000 miles has a blown head unit. Damn. The amplifier in the back of the touchscreen blew.
So do you get like a whole new car or just a whole new head unit?
I get a whole new head unit wiring and speakers.
So did you buy it or was it under that bumper-to-bumper shit?
Under bumper-to-bumper.
How far is that, 60?
36.
Damn, you were just under that too. Yeah.
I had 100,000 miles recently.
I'm at 88 almost. I'm like 20 miles away from 88.
I still haven't hit 30,000. I'm trying so hard. Not really.
I got my car at like 35,000.
I got my car at... About 7 miles, I think.
All right.
So a question on your head unit.
What?
So if it blows again, do you get a warranty on that specific part?
Well, that's what I'm going to ask them when I get there, whenever my head unit gets in, because they had to order one. Because apparently that's a big thing with the Corollas now, and it's becoming a recall issue. So I don't know if they're changing the actual head unit that I get, or if... I get the same one, and if it blows again in 30,000 miles, I'm going to go in and shoot up the entire place.
Oh. Wow. What happened to yoga, Ben?
No stress.
You're supposed to be yoga-ing.
No stress. I'm just going in and taking care of the problem.
But you still don't have a working head unit.
That's fine. I'll go buy one from Best Buy and have them put it in. I'll pay for it then.
Some head unit.
Yeah.
Depends what you mean by head.
So
I'm going to pretend I don't know what you're talking about.
And I'm going to pretend you do.
Let me blow you away.
So I don't know with my Jeep. I mean, I know with my Jeep, but I don't know about your Jeep. Mm-hmm. But have you ever noticed a check engine light on your Jeep?
No.
No, just randomly pop on?
No.
So with my year, at least, there was like maybe 3 years that it had it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a check engine light. I have like some one of those little code things that you can pop into the...
No, I want one of those.
Yeah, actually, it syncs with my phone.
I know, I've seen them.
Yeah, it's a... damn it, I have it. Now I need to know what it's called.
Okay, well, then I'm going to interrupt your story while you looked it up. Today, because my dad's Jeep is a manual, and when he got out of it today, he did not put it in neutral, didn't put it in gear, nor did he put on the e-brake. And so we came out today, and the Jeep was sitting in the middle of the road. Yeah, rolled down the driveway.
Oh my God. Like,
in the middle of the night?
No. He had gotten home. It was like within half an hour of him being home, but...
Okay.
Still kind of scary to have somebody knocking on the door. It's like, hey, you know your Jeep's in the middle of the street, right?
Oh, someone told you. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see how sloped your driveway was. Nikki's driveway is very sloped. It's not that sloped,
but it sloped enough.
Yeah.
She still never texted me back on Facebook.
Aww.
Yeah. But her... Well, I'm going to cut this
we'll
part.
We'll discuss that.
Yeah, you're right. We'll discuss later. It at dinner. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually...
I won't be at dinner.
Ha ha.
Aww.
You know what they say? It sucks to be
we'll hang out. Sweaty gym.
Yeah. We'll have the conversation on Hangouts.
When we were... When Kat, Joey, and I were all playing Halo the other day... sorry.
That's right.
That came out randomly. So Joey was like, I want cookies. And did you get cookies?
I did get cookies. Okay. They're still upstairs. And
so,
milk.
We were all on Hangouts on like the computers and stuff. Yeah, Kat was using her phone.
Like voice Hangouts.
Yeah, and Joey was like, "I'm gonna go get cookies." And I turned on my video chat so I could, you know, just like mess with the face thing. And Joey ended up turning on his face chat. He's like, "I'm gonna go get cookies." So he got in his Jeep and
had the phone,
took his phone, and was recording the entire drive and into the store. Did someone look at you when I made those remarks?
No, but I was checking out, and I can't even remember what you said, but...
I think it was like, wiener, wiener, wiener.
Yeah, you said wiener. So I'm sitting there, I'm holding my phone, I'm looking at it, and I'm like swiping my card, and all he goes, wiener, wiener, wiener. I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, I didn't look her in the eye, I looked down, I put my phone in my pocket, put in the pen, and left.
I would have been like, I have gay porn on my cell phone!
Well, I was thinking of something clever to say as you were walking out, because I saw someone at the pump.
Something clever, and all you got was wiener?
Well, like, no, after I said that, I was like, oh. Okay, so I could say something like, hey, so did you bury that bitch yet?
That would have been awesome. But yeah, it was cool just being able to transfer from my computer to my phone on Hangouts and still be in the call. And
although, from the receiving end, I was on my laptop. Yeah, I'm the receiver.
Pinky.
He went from Wi-Fi to cell, and it actually made two different calls.
There were two Joeys.
Yeah, when Joey left his house and got in the Jeep and drove away, his other Wi-Fi profile was still there, but his cell phone profile popped up. So it was really weird. Yeah.
Two it's like, Joeys.
It's like Joeyception.
No.
Okay. Austin signed off.
Austin has left this hangout.
Yeah, that was cool. And then we did hangouts again last night when we were playing. Yeah. Chris was there. Me, Chris, and Kat. And then we played with some other people there. Ben wasn't in the hangouts for whatever reason.
I was
thinking on Sunday what we should do. Never mind, this is a second idea. On Sunday, I'm going to post in the USF gaming section, and I'm going to post a stream and say, hey guys, you want to come play Fibbage with us?
Fibbage was fucking fun.
Fibbage was
awesome.
It
was fun. That was hilarious. It was. I really enjoyed that.
And so I think it'll be, because the USF group, that's like, people are always like, oh, you want to play this and this? And it's like, so you want to play this and this and stream it at the same time? So.
That's nice.
That's what I'm thinking. And then when we do like our normal like weekly, during the week streams, like on Hangouts, I'm thinking about, like you said, making a public Hangout email, like, so I don't have to give out my personal email.
Like frostedgaming@gmail.com.
Yeah, and letting them like join into the actual Hangout chat and playing Halo with them.
Okay.
Because I think that would be fun to do.
Yeah.
And you can have like 8 people in a Hangout or something, so you guys can...
I think you can have an infinite number of people.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm remembering that from when Hangouts was first launched, it's entirely possible.
I'm pretty sure it's an infinite amount of people.
You can look it up.
Yeah, because when I get text messages sent to my team, or Hangout messages, it's like blank and 9+ people.
But are those like Hangouts, or are they just group text messages?
Group text messages.
Those are different.
Oh.
So, but I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyway, I thought that would be a cool idea to do. What time do you have to leave, Benjamin?
9.
Okay.
It's at my gym, so I don't have to drive too incredibly far.
Okay. We got 15 minutes. And actually, by that point, the podcast will more or less be over, so.
Yep.
Yay!
By the way, that little tool I have is called Automate.
Your tool?
The screwdriver thing?
No, not the screwdriver. The little thing you can plug into your car to get
the
codes.
Oh, okay. Like Automate.
Mate.
Oh, and then
like
that.
I'll wreck you.
Like what mate?
No, I was just thinking of automate because it's one word, like it's automatic, it's automated kind of thing. And but you can send codes to, like, turn off the annoying lights and stuff, like idiots do. Like, oh, it's just check engine, whatever. But I looked into the code. Yeah,
garble is up.
my check engine light actually has to do with my extreme oil consumption. My Jeep uses a lot of oil. Like when I first got it, I used to put in premium gas. And I think that affected it, like the way the engine, you know, moves and stuff. And I would have to fill up my engine with oil, like it was all the time.
That's how my dad's BMW was when he had that. It was like a quart of oil a day. It was ridiculous.
Well, BMWs burn oil like a month.
Yeah, they burned oils, and there was something wrong.
That's good to know that you guys are all the bane of my environmental science teacher's existence.
That actually makes me feel better. And in fact, it makes me want to take like a quart of oil and just like go dump it in the ocean.
Yeah, I kind of. But that's fucked up because then little birds and stuff get all sad.
I'm going to go find a seagull and dump oil on it.
Just for your teacher.
I'm going to make a slurry.
See, why can't I do anything like that to fuck with my teachers? They're all just computer illiterate.
Yeah,
best they can do is send them a virus.
Send them PDF files.
I'm gonna make a slurry of antifreeze, oil, and like all sorts of bad shit, and pour it in a sewer and see what
happens. When you said slurry, I was imagining like a slushy. I'm like,
so was I. I was like, Slurpee. Why would you waste the Slurpee for that?
No, but like, why the hell would you drink that? Are you trying to kill yourself? Everything's fine now.
Antifreeze, oil, and bleach. Drink it.
Well, he shot it with a bullet first, so it's okay.
Yeah.
God, I hate my teachers.
Oh man, you should send them PDF files with viruses.
But then I just get zeros.
With viruses.
It's easier to put viruses on Word documents. That's why it's so stupid.
Yeah, but do then, that.
Like, I don't want to like get kicked out of school for sending a virus to my teacher. And
this
like,
degree has proved to be more or less useless.
I know, and everybody like that matter. It matters too that I have a degree has more or less said, yeah, it's useless.
Yeah,
like all my bosses and my parents are. You know, my parents are like, the, well, you know, stay in school, but
stay in school. It doesn't matter. Waste your fucking time.
Yeah, God, it's so frustrating. But I'm almost done. Almost. But work's going great, so that's awesome.
Yeah,
so, I've made some like great programming leaps and bounds.
Have y'all heard of Halo Nightfall?
Yeah. Yo, that's the new live action series, right?
It is amazing.
Okay, don't tell me anything about it.
I'm not going to.
Don't tell me anything.
The next episode comes out like next week, I think.
Is it on?
Do you have to have Master Chief Collection to see it?
Honestly, I want to say yes.
Okay. Oh, it's on Xbox One?
It's on Xbox One as far as I know only, but there is like a Halo channel app you have to download.
Okay.
And like, you know, you get Halo Nightfall through that.
Okay.
So, and it comes out like a series. Cause
hopefully somebody uploads it to YouTube.
It's pretty damn cool. I really like it.
Do you like it more than Forward Unto Dawn?
Well, Forward Unto Dawn was a very short series.
Oh, this is going to be a longer series.
Yeah. It was short, no, but wait, it was pretty good.
Is this the same series that Steven Spielberg is directing, or is this a different thing?
Yeah, it is.
I want to say yes, but I didn't see his name in it.
Okay.
It is. I think Nightfall was Steven Spielberg.
Well, no, I told you that. I'm not sure.
No, I think I saw.
No, well, like, we'll have to Google
articles
it
about that.
Oh. Well,
because I kind of hope it's not, because I was kind of hoping that was going to be a normal TV.
Well, just to give my like opinion, I'm not going to spoil anything, just mm-hmm. so you have an idea of like what it's like. It's like a very, I guess Firefly. It's like
that's
the Firefly.
A spoiler.
Okay. No, it's not.
Oh my God!
And
no,
me and
it's
Joey.
You get to see various non-Covenant aliens, is what I'm going to say.
Oh.
Interacting with humans,
aliens!
Mm. Now we're getting into spoilers here.
Yeah, I'm not going to...
That was already enough of a spoiler there, sir.
Sorry. But
you have one strike.
Well, I'm not
Something
gonna...
happens in the series? A spoiler!
I'm not going to tell you when it is in the timeline.
Okay, that's a good improvement.
Yeah, so, That's as far as I wanted to go. It's I just wanted to say you interact with aliens like in Firefly, basically.
Okay. Okay.
And,
I couldn't get on.
So Pokemon Snap is a game.
Is it?
Yeah. We know.
Nikki says she couldn't get on board with Firefly. Neither could Fox.
I wasn't that thrilled with it. I was like,
I'm going to be honest. I only watched like 4 episodes and then I stopped.
There's only like 8, so you're halfway.
I think there's 13.
Oh. No,
but yeah, there's not a lot.
And what really fucking sucks is that I got into it and I knew it ended, but I didn't know it ended in the middle of a season.
Oh, so, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. I'm watching it and it stopped on a cliffhanger. Like, they introduced a very sinister, ominous being, and I'm like, this is going to be fucking amazing to finish.
And they end didn't. Of the series.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
Kyle XY did that. Now, that was a shitty show, but...
Is that the guy with no belly button?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
oh
that
my
show
God,
was like
I
really bad,
that.
So you're not missing anything. So I am going to spoil it. Also, it's like 11 years old at this point. But like it came out like one of the main villains or something was Kyle XY's brother. Wait, I don't remember. I don't know. Whatever. It was like somebody's brother. And I was like, Dad? Holy shit, what's going on? And then that was it. That was the end of the series. You're like, what happens now? And nothing.
We go home.
They're brothers. Okay. I mean, it might not even be Kyle's. I don't know. There's some significance that somebody was somebody's brother. Or uncle, or something. Maybe it was
something.
A dad.
Creepy Uncle Steve.
Yeah.
Creepy Uncle.
Oh, so a cool thing I saw with the Halo, Master Chief Collection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one bad thing I'll say is that you know how you can customize your character in like almost all the games.
Yes.
Spoilers.
It's not spoilers. I'm not spoiling any part of the story. I'm saying features.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Still
spoiler. It's still spoiler.
They are kind of still spoilers. But that's okay.
Well, like
Joey hates you.
I'd get slapped if I said any of this.
I'm well, would you rather
know.
Me not say it?
Like, no,
I'm just saying, like,
this,
oh,
this is okay because this is the remake.
Well, like, I'm saying, like, in Forge, you can do this kind of thing. You
okay,
know?
Yeah, go for it.
Like, you can't customize your character as much, which is kind of a letdown.
Your Forge character?
Yeah, no, not Forge, but like your online character. Like, you know how in Halo 3, how you could choose like the Hayabusa helmet and then the Audible Drop Shock Troopers ODST.
Yes, ODSTs.
Wow, I said that perfectly.
You know the long name, but not the short name.
But yeah, and you can have, like, the chest, but no, you have to have, like, Hayabusa body, ODST body,
so you have to have, like,
body,
the full set of
scout
armor.
Body, yeah, and it's, like, you pick a profile kind of thing. It's kind of boring.
I can understand that, though, because since it's 4 games, and all 4 of the games had different ways of modifying the body, it would be like very confusing to keep track of all your characters and all your armor. So I kind of get it.
Yeah, I also noticed that I played Halo 3 for a little bit and then Halo 4, so I could like go back to those Halo 3 maps. Like, there was that coagulation remix, the Blood Gulch.
Of Valhalla?
No, not Valhalla, but it was in Halo 3.
Valhalla was in Halo 3.
It was?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, then it was the one that had the locking doors and stuff and like the missile silos. It was in one of the downloadable packs, the DLCs. Ah, damn it. Not Stand Stand something.
Standoff?
Standoff?
It was in Red versus Blue. I mean, all the Halo maps basically were in Red versus
Blue. All right, well, okay, so that narrows it down to.
So,
is there a beach on one side?
No.
No. Okay.
It's missile silos everywhere.
Missile silos.
And this is when
It's like a the satellites.
Yeah.
And I know exactly which map you're talking about.
I know what map you're talking about.
And that's the one with the moon and the guy's face is on the moon or the sun.
What?
Yeah.
No. It's not on the moon or the sun.
No.
You look
at
a tower. His head's on the tower.
No, that's a guy standing. Okay. There's a guy standing there. There is also a guy on the sun. It's just his face.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I really like that map.
And, I forgot about that map. I like that map too.
Yeah, that's where the red and blue team went into the freelancer
when they went right before the imp blast. I remember that.
Yeah, the what?
The imp blast.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard it called an imp blast. I call it EMP.
Well, that was the joke. That was the joke EMP? of the episode. It was everybody was calling it an imp except Church, and he was like, "It's an EMP, goddammit!"
I don't remember that.
And then. Like, the, Sheila, like, fires the EMP.
Yeah.
And she says, firing imp blast now. And so Church's last words are, God damn it! That was it.
Oh, man. Spoilers. I mean, if you haven't watched
That's, like, season 6 at this point. That was fucking 6 years ago. That's fucking ridiculous.
It's been that long? Oh, my God.
We've been friends that long.
Yeah, Jesus.
Fuck.
Damn, I need
to. You just
turned on
a shitty ear. Yeah, I mean, I'm not. I haven't been, but, you know.
Been able to play matchmaking? Because I've heard matchmaking is like really hard to get into.
They addressed the issue. There was like, you know, the typical Halo pop-up when you start the game, and I was like, hey, sorry, we're fixing that.
Well, is it working now? Because last I heard from my friend Chris, who has it, he still couldn't do it even after that notification.
When I say I haven't played Halo, I haven't played Halo.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like, last time I played Halo was Halo 4 with y'all, and before that, fucking forever ago.
So wait, you haven't even like played Master Chief Collection yet?
Online, no.
Oh, okay.
Online. But like, I've played in the Forge maps, explore the stuff. Lockout looks really cool.
I heard.
You played with me. Are you talking about like online or campaign?
Online.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like multiplayer.
Because you played.
Yeah, I played Reach with you for a little
I have
bit.
One map left for the Legendary run on Halo.
Nice. Halo 4?
Halo 4.
Solo I don't think Legendary. I've done that one yet.
I've done the solo Legendary on Reach and the solo Legendary on 4. And I did it on 3 also, but my stats got reset.
Damn.
Which was really weird, because I got the achievement for completing it on Legendary, and then all of my shit reset, so I'm now the only person, well, I'm assuming the only person in the world, who has the katana armor, and has only completed the campaign on normal.
I actually learned how to glitch that out. I never got the... No, I did end up getting the katana armor, but there was something else. I think it was the flaming head. Like the bungee
what, one, yeah.
Is that what it's called when you suck off a ginger?
Oh, or when a ginger sucks you off.
And or
flaming head.
You ate like fucking, or the girl ate like hot peppers and then gave you a blowjob.
That just sounds fucking painful.
Yeah.
We'll have to consult Sai about that.
Have you done this yet? He's like, no, but I need to.
Oh, wait, I think Nick's done that.
Oh, okay. My God.
I'll ask him. Because it's his birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Nick. Fat fucker.
I discovered this when I was trying to glitch out the Warthog thing. Because like when you have two players, mm-hmm. and like you end up saving the map as the second player drops the vehicle, that vehicle will spawn without its gun. So like a tank won't have the tank. It'll just be the tracks. And the Warthog won't have the turret. It's pretty cool.
And so wait, if we had a tank without the tank part...
It would just be tracks, and like it'd just be like a... circle.
So everyone can jump on that circle,
yeah.
and then just fucking have someone like driving it.
Yeah, but you can supposedly, do that with the lid on it.
The lid.
But yeah, the lid.
And the little mini turret was also missing. Like it was just a hole.
Yeah, well the reason for that is because the weapons are movable based off that initial starting point, so they're not saved when it's in motion.
Yeah.
So if you save the game while it's dropping, all the
movable parts,
the like aimable parts, are now deleted.
Yeah, and but I noticed as if I signed my profile out while my guest was in, because like, you know, I didn't have any friends, and I had four Xbox 360 controllers.
It's just to play by yourself. Yeah, you know, just we're making fun of them, but I do have three Xboxes.
I have two Xbox One controllers.
Just in case someone wants to come over.
Well, like for Nikki, for example, you know, when if she ever wanted to play, which is like never.
Nikki says, like, what the fuck are you
doing? Is there Skyrim?
She has one
fuck
game.
You.
No, then no.
What do you have for the Xbox One?
I have Destiny.
Oh, she has Destiny, that's all.
I am waiting on fucking Dragon Age that comes out next week. Cheater, so help me God. It's gonna be great.
Indian style. Care about your Dragon Age. Yeah.
Hopefully, I'll be here Sunday because I might still be in Orlando. I'm coming home Sunday night, but I don't know like what time.
If no one manages to set up a stream thing, I guess I can just stream one of my games.
Well, you guys can come here.
I suppose.
We're gonna come here without.
Or we could go to Nikki's room. That's
do that too.
Yeah. I'll bring everything.
Well, like no, like we could stream from the Xbox One is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you don't have to like intrude in
your
house.
It's not a big deal. Like,
Yeah, you can hook up one of the Xboxes to the TV.
Joey, when are you leaving?
I'm leaving Sunday morning.
No, I mean to go there.
Sunday morning.
Really?
Yeah, I like leaving Sunday, coming back Sunday.
Oh, okay, cool. So tomorrow, while I'm at the gym, do you want to set up my Twitch stream for me to play all my fun little...
Depends what time.
Sounds.
But yeah.
Your fun sounds. Little sounds.
Yeah,
yeah, because like, you know how we have that notification sound like, woo, when we get a follower? Yeah? By the way, we're up to like 65 followers now, 66.
Woo!
Okay.
Woo! Yeah, you can change that sound to be different sounds.
Yeah.
For example, mine's going to be I Am the Hype from Vegeta from Team 4 Stars Dragon Ball.
That's all I fucking heard for the last like 4 days.
Yeah. I remember
someone said something about like, oh, something hype, and I'm like, I am the hype at the gym. That was fucking great.
They looked at you like,
what
the fuck is wrong?
They looked at me like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No.
So where are we going to eat? Are we going to that pizza restaurant again?
So I have my...
Sure, I mean...
You guys went to pizza restaurant?
Oh, yeah, the same place we got ordered from...
Can we not do this motion?
Like, this go.
Hail Hitler!
So y'all might not
official.
Know, but there's a hashtag called Free the Nipple.
What?
What?
Yeah, like for like feminists who think that like with
Free the Nipple?
Yeah, like with equality, they think that women's nipples are the same thing as men's nipples, so
no,
they shouldn't be
not.
Censored. And because like women,
I mean, I'm okay
I fully
with
support
not
this.
Censoring boobs.
Ben, do you support this?
I'm all
well,
for
if
it.
If you look up the hashtag, you'll see a whole bunch of nipples on there.
Nipple.
Okay. All right. Well, that's enough podcast. All right, you guys have fun.
Time to go Google.
Well,
can
was...
we just like cut it right there? That's enough podcast. Like...
Well, no, but really, like Instagram is blocking it because you know nipples and stuff. It,
yeah.
Nipples!
Twitter isn't. Twitter isn't blocking.
Good job, Twatter.
And,
go,
Titter.
But
Titter. I see what you did there.
I can't remember what website it was on. It was probably 4chan. But there was like a stream of the pictures and stuff, like saying like showing the really ugly people doing it. And there was this one girl who was like free the nipple, taking a selfie in the mirror with a Heil Hitler arm up as she was taking it with her breasts exposed. And I'm like, what the hell?
Awesome.
Wait a minute.
I'm totally okay with everyone with their boobs
yes,
out.
Yes,
I'm okay with it too, but fat people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and let's be honest, are there any like really hot girls that are supporting this? Free the nipple?
Probably
not.
Well, no, there was that
but
one.
But still,
there was,
I'm
there was
okay
that
with
one
looking
girl.
At boobs all day.
Emma Watson supports free the nipple.
Does she?
I hope.
Actually, she didn't take naked pictures.
No, wasn't
nature
her.
Nature ones.
Well, did she?
Yeah, no. She took like very natural nature
Who's,
pictures.
Keira Knightley just posted a nude.
Yeah, I saw that.
For the
She's
sole
like...
purpose that like people were photoshopping nudes of her, and she was like, I'm offended. Here's my real boobs.
No, I saw.
I don't look like that.
My coworker showed me this video of Kim Kardashian. She's like crying. She's like, I'm never gonna get naked again. And there's pictures of her naked that she just took.
That's like the picture of like Miley Cyrus or the video of Miley Cyrus saying, "Yeah, I'm never gonna do drugs. Drugs are bad. They ruin your life." And then there's the picture of her riding in the wrecking ball, licking a hammer.
Yeah. Well, no, like I saw that one. It was a Vine compilation of like her like. Oh yeah, drugs are stupid, and blah blah blah. And then it switched over to one of her. It's like getting high, drunk on perp. And it's like, what the? Fuck?
Well, that
drunk
changed.
On perp.
Hannah Montana, where did you go?
What was the God? There was one more thing I was thinking of that was related to all that shit, but I don't know.
I mean, you kind of have to expect that with a name like Destiny.
Yeah. I'm not even going to go there because I'm not going to name drop people I know.
Yep. Star. I'm sure she was a very nice girl.
Cat, Star.
My name is Ebony.
Wow.
Darkness.
That's a very black name. My mom gets us magazines.
I know a girl named Ebony.
My mom gets us magazines.
Is she black?
Very.
I didn't know Ebony magazines were a thing.
Yeah. But if made an ivory magazine, there'd be a fucking shitstorm.
Have you seen that picture?
Yes.
Someone photoshopped. Okay, so Ebony's a very black magazine. Like, you
did
know.
Did not know that, but okay.
Really?
It's like the O magazine.
Well, it's like a BET magazine.
Oh, it's an Oprah joke because she's black.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like a BET magazine, you know? It's like for black people kind of thing.
BET, like.
Black Entertainment. Okay. I didn't know that was a thing either.
I was wondering what that stands for. What's the other one? Like,
MTV?
BBW?
Big Beautiful Women?
Yeah, or Black Beautiful Women? Beautiful Black Women? I don't know.
All right,
anyway, sorry, finish your story. We'll wrap it up here.
Shit, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so, like, it has a whole bunch of black people on it. Like, on the front, and it's like, you know, like, oh, this black model kind of thing.
Right, because Black Heritage Month and stuff.
Yeah, and someone made a copy of one of the magazine's covers and made it white version. So it's like, oh, the top 10 hot whitest couples. And
the whitest couples ever.
Like white love. You know, how to have white soul still. And then, like, people are like, is this racist? And, like, it got a whole bunch of bad feedback. And they showed the original picture. And it's like, well, this is the exact same black magazine. Why is this okay and white isn't? So, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
No fucking crackers.
Yeah. All right, and on that note of crackers, I say, because Ben's got to go. We're like close enough at this point. We might as well just wrap it up and go to dinner.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have fun at dinner.
Well, you know what? We would have fun at dinner with you, but as Austin said, your hard work and dedication is tearing this family apart.
Yeah.
Joey's very bothered about you leaving him.
Your training ethic has teared this family apart.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
I think this is my last year.
Oh, really? I think maybe your last podcast. I was like,
I've been hearing that for fucking ever.
No, but I'm breaking a lot more now. Like, I hurt myself a lot more than I used to.
That's true. Yeah, conventions and stuff.
Yeah, it's stupid shit that shouldn't fucking
get. That's because you do it drunk.
By the way, we're going to MegaCon. Fact.
Yes.
They're like $70 for the weekend, regular tickets, 3 days.
Because Joey wants to go with a girl.
MegaCon was a expensive ass con for me.
Not exactly. I'll explain later. I'll explain later. Next time on the Fresh Bowl Podcast.
Later.
Fuck with the button.